Yay, God, yay, God, yay, God. There's not no friend but a friend in you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's so many times in our lives that we feel let down, we feel let out, pushed away, left alone, can't depend on nobody, can't ask nobody, can't go to nobody, can't confide in nobody. Oh, it's so many times in our lives that we get so messed up and wrapped up until we fall into that pit of darkness. We fall into that place of not being able to reveal. Oh God, but there's a friend in you, God. Hey God, there's security in you, God. Oh, mama, there is hope in you, God. Hey, God. No, not one, not even. Hey, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hey. Even in the midst of it all, Lord, we're going to lift you up. Even in the midst of the trouble, God, we're going to glorify you. Even in the midst of the chaos, Lord, we're going to ravage you. We're going to bow down to you. We're going to release it all unto you, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. We'll never let you go, God. Trust you. We know we can depend on you. Hey, God. Oh, God. There's a friend in you, God. Oh, mama, nere loco, shanere la casilla. Our confidence lies in you, God. Our trust lies in you, Lord. Oh, mama, so we giving it to you right now, God. Because we holding on to your unchanging hand. We releasing it all to you right now, God. Our depression, we loosen it right now, God. We giving it to you. Our lost hope, we releasing it to you right now, God. Because we know you are a friend. You called us friend. You are our shepherd. You said you'll never leave us. Our fears, Lord, we giving it to you right now. Every tear, God, we know you can wipe it away. We giving it to you right now, God. Because we know, God, it's you, Lord. Oh, Baba, ba, shunned it, Uncle Sunday, and I've shunned it, Uncle C. Oh, God, we holding on to your unchanging hand. We trusted in you, God. Because we know that you are able. You are the light in the darkness. You're the joy in the sadness, God. You're the courage in the fear, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. We cast it all our cares at your feet, Lord, because we know that you can handle it. We're going to empty out any and everything right now, God, because we know, Father God, that you can fix it. There's nothing that is impossible with you. You are able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, think, or imagine. So we're giving it all to you right now. We know, Lord, that you are the mind regulator. We know that you can fix it. Oh, God. We knew that you could fix it, God. We know you the form that's in that empty place. We know that you can move, God. We know, God, he called it in your conceit. By your blood, we are free. Oh, God, help us up today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to understand that freedom through the new conceit. Be in our midst of today, God, he called it in your conceit. That we would experience that wholeness in you, God. Let your glory, Jay, be in this place, God. Meet the needs of your people, God. I'm standing before you and again, of all your people here and now. The ones of the week, God. Open up the revelation to your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not be stuck in that dark place. Pull them up out that road on today, God. You say, come on, you that labor and all heavy laden, you give us rest, Lord. We want to rest in you, God. Oh, God, we want to be your ghost shining in it like I see. Oh, God, as we give you all these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are be your ghost shining in it like I see. We dare not allow anything, Father God, to consume us in our thoughts and our minds on this day. Because, Lord, you said that our promises are a drop in a bucket, God. So we're not going to fear the outcome. We're not going to fear the consequences of our deal. Oh, God, we release it right now. We open it and look who see. We're not going to be so troubled by these things, Lord. Because we know, God, that you are able to fix it. This day, this hour, this second, God, I stand in the gap that you tarry not, God. Every hidden thing that's down in the hearts of your people, God, I'm actually here to expose it and release it today. That they will not leave the same way that they came, God. Oh, Lord, enlighten your people on today, Lord. He's calling and he's going to go shut it in the country. Touch on the mic, he's read on today, Father God. He called it. Touch him in his heart on this morning. He called it. We're moving in everything that may be. Help a brother God to be your God. Oh God, covering over his actions, God. Covering over his speech, God. Covering over his heart, Lord. Covering over his mind, Lord. Covering over his speech, God. Covering over his life, Lord. For he made a vow, God. Let him stand true to the vow that he made to the Oklahoma. Stop the that your truth may break forth, God, and you'll be a whole. Give a peace. Peace in his mind. Peace concerning the decisions that he has made, God. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba, shun-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na Servant, God. I stand in the gap for your Kwame Akashia. I stand in the gap for your Rondine Akashia. I'm standing on the Akashia. Oh, Mama Nia Koshia, Mama Shere Lokosi. Oh, Mama Nia Koshia, Nemele Lokosha. Oh, Baba Basha Nedelokosia. Heal the brokenness in the hearts of your people. Remove the grief and the sorrow. Lift your people up, Baba Yokosha Nedelokosia. It's Lord Yokosia. Oh Lord, I stand in the gap for your people, God. Now I'm making a petition for your people now, God. Oh, mami, okoshiro, babi, shorele, bo, shorele, okosia. The brokenness, he called it, okoshande, borele, okosia. The lost soul, he called it, bo, shiande, borele, okosanda. The fear, he called it, bo, hashande, okosia. The pain, he called it, okoshande, oromande. The strain, he called it, okoshanda. God, all is done, God. You know better than me. And even though you are the OC, you know better than the OC. Oh, Mama, I need a lako shan in a cassia. Oh, Mama, I need a lako shan in a cassia. You know, cassia. You know, God. Oh, Mama, I need a cassia. Oh, shed a loco seed a menu. Conanoco shed a cassole and a raba shed a loco seed. Hi, Mama Nedelokosia, Yerabashedelokosani. He called Mama Nedelokushan. You know, I say, I know. I see it. He's not blinded. Yokoshedobahasi. And neither do we have a deaf ear. Yerabashedelokosi. Oh God, we are poor right now, Lord. Oh my little, we give right now, God. He called it up, and any and everything that troubles, any and everything that we're worried about, any and everything that we fear, any and everything that causes us to be stuck, any and everything that is consuming our thoughts, any and everything that's conflicting our actions, oh God, we give it to you now. Any and everything that causes us to be hindered from being free and walking in the liberation of your grace. Oh God, he called it all my shit and all my sea. I get a local Sunday. Oh God, help us today to accept it and receive it. Help us today, God, to accept it and receive it. I get a mahashan in a local sea. Hiya Bahashan in a local Sunday. Hiya Bahashan in a local sea. It's so much stuff. It's so much he called it in a local Shana that we're still holding on to. That in a local Shana, we can't see that light. We can't see no way out. Oh, my man in a local Shana. There's so many people still walking through that dark tunnel. They feeling that deep, death of the bitch. Oh, that it is, and it's pitch black. It's dark. Oh, mama, God wants us to be free. He wants us to be free. We don't really get it, and we don't really understand it, because we've been in that place for so long. Or even it go and then it come back. We be, sometimes we up and sometimes we down, and sometimes it goes and sometimes it comes. It seems like we be okay for that second, and then the next moment we right back in that place. Oh God, help us today, Lord. Help us today, God. Give us that peace that we need. Give us that understanding that we need, God. Give us that clarity that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as your word go forward. Open up our hearts on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open up our minds on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my mind, little local, see, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it, God. We need some help and some hope. We need some help and some hope. Oh, mama, niriloko, shan, nirilakasia. We need some help and some hope. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you guys to write down on that yellow sheet of paper, red pen that I just gave you. I want you to write down all the stuff, all the worries, all the problems, all the concerns, all the fears, all the tears. I want you to write down all the sorrow. I want you to write down all the pain. I want all the children in the sanctuary to sit up. Sit up. Sit up. All the way. Put your back on the back part of the chair, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my man, Niduloko Shani. Oh, God. We bless you on today, God. We forget who God is for us. We keep forgetting. I want you to remember who Jesus is today. I want you to remember what he can do for you. Whether you're an adult, whether you're a child, whether you're a man or woman, I wouldn't give a rest till what your problem, what your concern is, what your issue, what you're going through, how long you've been going through it. I don't care how you've been trying to get your point across or get folk to understand you and they don't understand you. I do not care how deep of a depth that you think that you are in, that you cannot be pulled up out of that rut. I need you to understand that Jesus is our freedom. Jesus is our freedom. I done preached this over and over and over again, and we keep on forgetting who he is. We keep forgetting because we go into that dark place oh so often. We go into that place of fear oh so often. We enter into depression and grief and sadness oh so often. Yes, you're going to have sadness, but is it for you to stay there? No, because who is your light in darkness? Who is your hope when you are feeling hopeless? Who? He is the light in the darkness, y'all. That's the name of the sermon, light in darkness. He is. There's absolutely nothing that he is not able or capable of doing. God been trying to introduce us to light from the very beginning. He been trying to introduce us to it, and because we could not understand it and comprehend what he was trying to say, he sent his son Jesus in the form of his word. He is the word, so that it could be manifested in our life, that we do not have to walk in darkness constantly, consistently, even in our mind. The enemy wants us to stay in that place. He wants us to get in that place and not be moved. want us to be moved, because if by chance we mess around and can literally see and ain't blinded by our situation, what we going through, what we experience, how long we've been there, then we just might glorify him even in the midst of that dark place, that deep place. I'm telling you, he want me to take y'all back to the basics. Let's go to Genesis. The name of the sermon today is Light and Darkness. In the midst of him saying all these things on today, I want y'all to listen, please. I want y'all to listen. I want y'all to hold on to the word that he is saying today. Not only do I want y'all to hold on to the word that he is saying today, I want y'all to embrace that thing. I want y'all to embrace that word. I want y'all to hold on to that word. I want y'all to be fulfilled by this word on today. And if by chance you get into a place, or even go into a place that's so deep and so dark, remember this word. Go back and listen to it again. The name of the sermon is Light and Darkness. Oh God, we bless you. We bless you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual that's in this sanctuary. Bless the ones that's on the way, God. Bless the ones that desire to come and can't. Bless the ones that need to come and won't. Oh God, I'm asking you to fill this sanctuary with your spirit on today. Govern over our hearts, our minds, and even our bodies, God. Govern over our thoughts on today, Father God, that we will not lean to our own understanding. Help us to grasp the concept of your glory, God, and it's all around us, Lord. But sometimes we be in such a dark place that we can't see no light. Help us on today, Father God, to understand it, God. Basic understanding. Logical understanding. Help us on today, God. Give us the clarity and the understanding that we need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we won't lean to our own understanding and be in that place, Father God, because we don't want to sit there, Lord. We don't want to sit there in that dark place. We don't want to sit there in that sad, depressed, and fearful place. But we want to be reborn and rebirthed in you through your light. And this is why you sent your son, Jesus. Oh God, help us today, God. Help us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not compromise, Father God, or even be or stay in that place of doubt, Lord. Remove any doubt out of this sanctuary on today. I bind and rebuke that spirit of doubt right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the hearts and the minds of God's people right now. That we will not be lost in that situation. We will not be lost in that conversation. We will not be lost in that experience or that challenge. Oh God, help us on today, God. Heal us in the inside. That your spirit may reflect on the outside. Help us on today. Yellow sheets of paper, red pens. I want y'all to write y'all names down on these papers. And some things that the Lord is showing me now that I need you guys to write down. And I'm going to write down as well, because I am not exempt. The first thing that causes us to be lost in this world is bitterness and anger, y'all. Because so many people step on our toes. So many people lie and cheat. So many people steal, kill, and try to destroy us. So many people has antagonized us or even tried to defame us. So many people have physically, mentally, and emotionally abused us with words and things that they have said. It causes anger and bitterness to fester. It's hate. Write your name on a yellow sheet of paper. Write bitterness, anger, and hate. We have tried so many times inside of our lives to get past a thing or stop a thing from happening in our lives or even think and believe that we can get it or make it all better if we change this or even we do this. But for some reason, it seems like something may be said or something may be done, and then it triggers it all over again. And it may not be towards that person, but it causes us to remember. It causes us to remember some things. And we start having flashbacks, and it put us right back in that place, the dark place. It put us right back in that place, the sad place. It put us right back in that place, that place of depression. It put us right back in that place. Write your names on yellow sheets of paper, and the first three words that he wants you to write is bitterness, anger, and hate. The name of the sermon today is Light and Darkness. Because even in the midst of that bitterness, anger, and hate, God will give us a revelation and let us know and show us that you had to go through this. Or I spared you in the nick of time. Or I allowed you to go through this. I wanted you to be in that dark place so that you can see my light. I wanted you to be able to see what was dark inside of you, that my light can shine through you. We don't look at stuff like that, though. We don't look at these things like that. We don't look at them because of what our circumstance is. That is challenging. It's challenging. It's challenging because that's what the enemy wants us to stay. That's where he wants to keep us. He want to keep us in that place, which is nothing but fear. Write your name down on yellow sheets of paper, and the next word you're going to write is fear, doubt, and shame. He's not going to continue to hold on to me. Because it triggers our egos. It triggers our perspective. It puts us in a place where we think and believe I'm free when you actually in bondage. This is us. Dragging that ball and chain. It's wrapped around our leg, and we're still dragging it along because it causes us to act a certain type of way. It causes us to be a certain type of way. It causes us to do a certain type of thing. This is what he revealed to me when I was in conversation on the phone yesterday about Yvette. Everybody ain't gonna line up because they choose not to. Everybody ain't gonna do because they choose not to. Everybody ain't, because they are so self-willed. This is us as people. We want to do what we want to do. Can't nobody tell us nothing else to do because I'm grown. And who do you think you are? You ain't my mama nor my daddy. How about that? It's just the truth. It's just the truth. We be so wrapped up in a conversation that we don't actually listen to learn. We are only wanting to respond. And most of our responses is defensive when it ain't even necessary. Because why do we have to prove anything to anybody? Why? Why do we have to convince somebody of something that is not even relevant? Why? That causes bitterness, anger, and hate. It causes us to want to lash out. It causes us to step away or shy off and say, oh, I ain't good enough. Or, oh, I never get anything right. And no, you can't get nothing right. Only God can get it right inside of us. We'll never get it right. You know why? Because of this right here. This don't ever get saved, and it ain't going to heaven. It ain't going to hell. It's just going to lay there and return back just what it was. And that's dust, y'all. Did you know that? Let's go to the basics. The name of the sermon today is Light and Darkness. Light and Darkness. It don't matter how much or how long I've been trying to convince or trying to show or trying to help. I'm not God. I can't save nobody. I can't make anybody. I just can't. Why can't I? Because that's not my job. That's not my job. And this is why he say what he say in the scriptures about the grief that we carry. It's not my job. I can't get mad at you because you... Why am I mad? That's between you and God. I can't make you... I can see your future. I can see any and everything that God has already declared, decreed, and ordained for your life. What I can't see is what you got to go through to get there, because that's your journey. I can't see that. But in the midst of me not being able to see that concerning me and each and every individual, concerning your own selves. So when I say that, I want you to apply it to you as an individual. I'm not going to allow what I'm going through, my circumstances, my challenge, my experience on my journey to blind me from not seeing what God done already declared, decreed, and ordained for me. Are y'all following me? I can't disregard part and grasp the other, because that's going to hinder me on my journey. How is it going to hinder me? Because that thing that you have already experienced, you already went through, you've been going through, and you can't get out of it, and you're wondering why it's so hard, is because of two different things that we get confused. This finna blow y'all. God had me up for two nights, y'all. And it's two words that he gave me. And these two words have just stuck with me for the longest. I'm going to give y'all these two words during service so that we'll be able to understand the difference of the two. But before I give y'all these two words, because I don't want to plant that seed too early, we're going to go to the top and start from the beginning like he told me to. Now I'm going to be obedient. Genesis chapter 1. The name of the sermon today is Light and Darkness. What is light? It's something that makes vision possible. It's spiritual illumination. What is darkness? The total or near total absence of light. It's a lack of knowledge or enlightenment. Now, do y'all understand what light and darkness is? Y'all understand what light and darkness is? Light is something that makes vision possible. When you are in the dark, you can't see no light. Your vision is blinded. You can't nobody enlighten you or either encourage you or lift you up when you in that dark place. You'll nod your head. Yeah, I understand. I know what you're saying, and I know that. Yeah, but are you? Do you really understand? So let's go to the top. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void. Form is one of the different modes of existence, action, or manifestation of a particular thing, of a particular thing or substance. It's to bring or come into existence. And what is void? It's incomplete or deficient. It's an empty space. In the beginning, it wasn't nothing there. It was just an empty space. And in that empty space, the only thing that existed was darkness. I'm going to prove it. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. What is the deep? The deep is a great depth. It's difficult to penetrate or comprehend. Did y'all get that? please pay attention to these definitions, because I'm giving them to you at the book. Now, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of creation. It ain't the beginning of it all, because God is the beginning. I'm going to take y'all to the scripture. I'm going to show y'all this in the book. So nobody would or should or could not understand what light is, even in the midst of darkness. What is darkness? Any and everything that does not edify, that does not love, that cannot teach you, that cannot grow you. Any and everything that is sinful, bitterness, hate, wrath, rage, depression, sadness, loneliness, doubt, fear, shame, pain, all that's dark. Any and everything that's opposite of God. Are y'all paying attention? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So there was nothing in existence. It wasn't nothing but water, y'all. It was an empty, dark place with water. Are y'all getting it? And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now, why did he say, let there be dark, let there be light? Why did he? Because the darkness was already there and it's empty. When you are in a dark place, you empty. You're not fulfilled. When you are in a dark place, it seems like you cannot see. Can you? How could you see in the dark? How could you see in the dark? Darkness causes what? Fear. Darkness causes what? Uncertainties. Darkness causes what? Shame. Because think about it. If y'all keep reading, when they ate the forbidden fruit, they wasn't in dark no more concerning what male and female was, and they became shame. So they had to hide from God. Pay attention. Y'all got to get it. Now, the next scripture I want to give y'all is John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Listen to this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We know that is true. He created. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. The same was in the beginning with God. Listen. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Why? Because he the one that said, let there be light. He the one that divided the light from the darkness. He the one that had the knowledge and the wisdom to understand that I can't see nothing. I got to make sure that I need some light going on around here. Because his spirit was moving on the what? The water. Why do you think water is so important for even our very bodies? Without water, you cannot survive. Your body made up of what? 70% water. What? Pay attention. Pay attention. Listen. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was in the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. What is comprehend? It's to grasp the nature, significance, or meaning of. It's to have a clear idea of. It's to have a practical understanding of. We cannot understand the light. We can't understand that we are free because of God. And God knew that we did not understand it because of all the sin that we was performing back with the Israelites. They did not even know that they was in darkness and in sin until he gave them the Ten Commandments. So his light always have been trying to shine in our lives to let us know that we do not have to walk in darkness. And I ain't just talking about sin. I'm talking about depression. I'm talking about shame. I'm talking about lost hope. I'm talking about fear. I'm talking about bitterness and rage. And I'm talking about our understanding. Don't you know that your own understanding lead you and have you in a place of darkness? Why? Because you cannot see the light. Let me give you an example. I say, Lord, what? Okay, let me start from the beginning. The Lord woke me up one morning about 3 o'clock in the morning, and he told me, I was taking care of my mother because my mother was really sick. She could not even bathe herself, so I was taking care of her. I did that for almost 10 years, took care of my mother, nursed her back to health until she was able to get her own place. But during the time that she was staying with me, God woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and this is what he told me. He said, the man that they say is your dad is not your dad. I sat up in bed. I said, who, David T? He said, yeah. That's not your dad. He said, your real daddy name is Leroy Johnson. I said, what? He said, oh, you don't believe me, huh? Now you know the Lord know our hearts. He searches the depths of it. Now, even though that he was telling me, I wanted to believe what he was telling me, because who was coming from? God. Now, I can't make this stuff up because I wasn't thinking about that. My daddy died. The one that you said was my dad died when I was 7 years old. So I'm trying to figure out what. Come on now. I'm 34 years old when he tell me this. And then so in the midst of it, he said, you don't believe me. He said, when you clean up your mama today, and after you get through feeding her, and when you brushing her hair, and you getting ready to comb her hair, ask her, do she know Leroy Johnson? So I done gave her a bath, and I done fed her and everything. It's not time for me to comb her hair, because I always feed her before I do her hair, because she's a diabetic. She need her stuff early in the morning. So I'm brushing her hair, and while I'm brushing her hair, I'm just shaking, and I'm just scared. I'm scared. I'm telling y'all, I'm scared. Fear has a great rule over us and our thoughts and our mind. Y'all believe that? So I say, Mama. She said, yeah, baby. I say, do you know a man named Leroy Johnson? She stopped drinking her coffee and put that spoon back in that cup. She turned around and she looked up at me. She said, yeah, I do. Where you get that name from? Now, the Lord had told me what she was going to say. He done told me how she was going to act. He done told me what the outcome was going to be. And then I say, the Lord told me. I say, but never mind, because he told me not to ask her no questions. He also gave me instruction and told me, don't look for him, don't do this, don't do that. He say, because your mother deprived you of the life that you were supposed to. He said, you're going to get an inheritance, not from just the man that they said is your dad, but also from your biological father. He said, you're going to inherit this and inherit that. He said, because of the deprivation that you was experiencing even as a child, okay? I said, I ain't saying nothing, because he told me to shut my mouth. So I go back upstairs, and when I go back upstairs, I just bust out crying, screaming and hollering, screaming and hollering, screaming and hollering. Now listen to this, is what I said. I say, Lord, I thought you said you love me. Why you ain't been tell me this? Why you ain't been exposed this? And this is what he told me. He said, because of what you're doing right now. He said, if I had told you before now, you would have hated your mother. You would have been bitter with your mother. You would have, he said, so I had to prepare your heart first to accept the truth before you can receive the revelation. I did it for your good. See, because I was still in darkness. I wouldn't have seen the light that he was trying to show me. But he had to prepare me to receive that light because of my dark thoughts. Because of my dark heart. Because of the darkness that still dwell down in the inside of me. And I ain't even know it was there. Did I tell you I was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, preaching, speaking in tongues and all that at that time? That I'm just saying. Listen to this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was in the light of men. And the light, I would not have had the life of understanding if he hadn't told me any time before. because of my dark thoughts. Because instantly, after she told me, I hurried up, put her hair in two big braids because my mother had pretty long. Put her hair in two big braids, and then I ran up the stairs and I started screaming and hollering. But I was mad. I was angry. I said, Lord, you say you love me. Why you? What the? He said, because look at you now. You want to point the finger, you want to blame, you know, but you're not really understanding what I had to do. I had to do that like that. I said, the closer you get to me, I tell you my secrets and reveal my mysteries. So I done told you a secret. Now I got to give you the mystery to why I had to keep it a secret as long as I did. Is y'all getting me? See, we may not understand why we in that dark place. We may not understand why we've been in that place for so long, that place of struggle, that place of trying to pay Peter to rob Paul, to do that, trying to keep my head above water. We can't understand why nobody just can't love me for me. We can't understand why. See, these are all that places of darkness, why they don't choose me, or why I ain't good enough, or I never get it right. We can't understand that. We go, and it takes us to a place of segregation and degradation, baby. Because let me tell you something, not only do you separate yourself, you start degrading your own self. Ain't nobody else got to do it. But when you in conversation with somebody and they can say one thing or one word, you'll think that they degrading you when it ain't you. It's your very own thoughts about you. Ain't got nothing to do with that person. It's a darkness that's inside of you that make you think negative towards somebody who is connected to you or talking to you or around you or somebody who work with you. It ain't got absolutely nothing to do with that individual, but it's what's inside. It's that darkness inside of you that the Lord keeps trying to show you the light. And so in the midst of him trying to get you to understand what's inside of you, you get mad and bitter even at that person. What he said, if you see your brother or your sister overtaken in a fault or something is going on with them, and I'm paraphrasing, you're supposed to go to them and help them to be restored back into that place. Now you may have to correct them or tell them something that they're doing wrong that they don't want to accept. And because they are in a dark place in their heart, in their thoughts, in their mind, and everything that they see, they are not going to receive the light that's inside of you that's trying to help them to push the light that's inside of them. Are y'all getting me? He been trying to show us. Let me pray. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is it right here. I ain't making this stuff up. Now, the stuff I'm reading, I may have already said and broke it all the way down, but it's the book, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. I told y'all about this earlier. I'm not going to get angry or get mad or get up because I know what I have experienced and what I've been through. So I can kind of relate to what you're going through. I can kind of understand how you feel in the inside. Listen to this. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So what I just say, I could kind of relate to what you're going through. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And who is lost? What do lost mean? Unable to find your way. It's lacking assurance or self-confidence. It's to undergo defeat, and it's no longer visible. So if you lost some, you can't see it, right? So you can't see nothing. It's in a place where it's hidden from you. So if it's in a place that's hidden from you, ain't that a place of darkness? Ain't that a place where you cannot see, you cannot? It's a, okay, listen to this. I'm getting ahead of myself. In whom the God of this world, which is the devil, because the Bible says that the devil is the prince of the air. This world right here. In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. So it's hard for you to believe it. Why? Because if I can't see it, touch it, feel it, it's hard for me to believe it. God may have said it, but it's hard for me to believe it because it is not visible. It ain't smacking me in the face. Pinch me, it ain't real. Are y'all getting it? So because I can't see it, I told y'all earlier, I know I be getting ahead of myself when I be talking. But I want to go to the scripture and tell y'all it's in the book, because I ain't making this stuff up. I may see what God have already told me for my future, but he did not tell me what I got to go through to get there. So because I got to go through some things to get there, and the prince of the air, which is the prince of this world, the devil of this earth, he going to put all kind of boomerangs and monkey wrenches and try to blind me that I cannot clearly see my future. So it takes me to a place of what? Depression, sadness, lost hope, fear, doubt, complaining. It takes us to all these places. It takes us to get it or do it by any means necessary. It takes us to get us to that place of making us think and believe that I got to do this, or this got to happen, or that when it's the enemy wants you to be in that place of darkness and make you doubt and make you not believe. The Bible just said, I just read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. He didn't say the eyes, did he? He said the mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you got to stop thinking a certain type of way. You got to stop speaking negative. You got to stop thinking negative. You got to stop thinking and believing any and everybody is against you, pointing a finger and wagging a hand, baby, because we all have fallen short. Ain't nobody seeing free. It's recognized in you through a certain individual that, because they are familiar with it. And if God did it for me, I just said, he'll do it for you. If God can, God is. But do we got to believe that? We got to believe that within our heart and do away with that doubt. Why do I got to wait so long, Lord? Why am I here in this dark place so long, Lord? Why do it come and go, come and go, come and go? Because he wants you to recognize that you are practicing a form of godliness and denying the power that's down in the inside of you. Because he said you are mighty through him to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of the truth. Casting down every fear. You have the ability to do so, but because you are in this situation, or because that thing causes you to be sad or afraid, or because that thing that you've been in that so long causes you to be in that dark place, you clearly forget the power that dwells down inside of you, which is what? The light of God. He gave you the light, the tools, and the utilization of it, but we do not use it because of what we see. We get blinded in our minds. Our thoughts blind. Oh, I don't think I'll be able to do that. Oh, I don't think, oh, this is hard. Oh, this is, no, that's you walking around with your eyes wide open, yet shut. You walking around black. You might as well put on a what you call them things, the blindfold thing, because you can't clearly see the light in the midst of that darkness. God may separate you from something or somebody or even a job or a person or thing for a season, or even it could be for a reason. I say, Lord, now you done told me this and you done told me that, and then, Lord, this happened and then that. He's saying, you can't get it, do you? You still walking around blind. You still thinking this and thinking that. Because the one thing that he gave us freely to use, y'all, is choice. Choice. We have to choose to be transformed. To transform is to be renewed, right? To transform something is to make something old new, right? It's taking something and putting it in its proper perspective. Listen to this. Listen to this. And whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The enemy wants you, I just told you, he wants you to be in that place of deception. He wants you to be lost. He wants you to be blind. To be blind is to made or done without sight of certain objects or knowledge of a certain fact that could serve for guidance or bias. To be blind is difficult to discern, make out, or discover. It's to cause someone to be able to think clearly or act reasonably. we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, to command us to have or exercise direct authority. You got to know that God authorizes everything. How? Because he had me to take y'all to the beginning. What did he say? He said, let there be light. The Bible said, God said, let there be light. So if God done already done told you your future, what's going to happen or what is going to, then guess what? God said, let there be light. So that dark thing or that dark thought that's inside of your mind and your heart, thinking and believing that it ain't going to happen, it can't happen because it ain't done happened yet. Remember the command. Remember the authority. Remember the authority that he has in everything that he speaks. The Bible says he separated the light from the darkness. So if you believe God, don't be blinded. What the Bible says? That the devil blinds the minds of the people, lest by chance they mess around and simply believe God. Mess around and believe God if you want to. You're going to see all kinds of stuff manifesting in your life. Mess around and believe God if you want to. You ain't going to be afraid of absolutely nothing and nobody, not even death. Because Bible says that Jesus put death under his feet. So what are you scared of dying for? God said Jesus put death under his feet. He came that we may have what? Life and have it more in abundance. You ain't living in poverty and you ain't broke. You just in between blessed. That's it. Oh, people trying to make me think I'm crazy. No, you saying you crazy. Because of what you think and what other people think. I don't give a rest till what nobody else think of me. Because God said, I am this. God said he's going to do that. That's that command. What is command? Let me give y'all another definition to it. Command is to give orders. It's to serve as a leader of. It's a statement of what to do that must be obeyed by those concerned. God is concerned about us. How do we know that? He said, cast your cares on me because I care for you. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, come on ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, if I be for you, who could stand against you? He telling you not to be afraid of nothing. He telling you to stand and stand firm on my word, my command. I command a thing. The Bible declares that he put evil up against good. Why do you think he's doing that? Because he's trying to make sure that you see the light in the midst of darkness. So that dark, evil person that's coming up against you and trying to do this and do this and such and such, God wants you to be able to discern and see the light in that dark person. That you may still be able to love them. That you won't be bitter and angry. That you'll be able to forgive them over and over and over again. Because love covers a multitude of sin. So if you got the light inside of you, then that love is going to rear up some things that's going to cause that hate to dissipate. It's got to go. He says that your problems for me is as a drop in a bucket. He said they are less than nothing. And less than nothing means it don't even exist. So we make these things. These things is what God said, I am that I am. So anything that you need him to be for you, that's who he is. Any and everything that you need him to do for you, that he can. Any and everything that you believe that he can do, there's nothing impossible for him to do. Light in the darkness, y'all. It don't matter how far you fell down or how deep you think it is, the depth of it, where you think and believe that you can't see it. I dare you to rub your eyes and open it. When you close your eyes up and you rub them and rub them and rub them, don't it seem like it's a something bright, a light or something? Even with your eyes closed and you rubbing it. Because his spirit is inside of you and his spirit is what? Light. Do it right now. Everybody take your glasses off, close your eyes, and rub them, and I guarantee you, you see light. You're going to see some light, baby. Wow. But you got your eyes closed, and your hands over them, and you rub it, but it's still light. He is light in darkness. There's absolutely nothing in this world that cannot
be in darkness and the light don't bust through. There's no situation that you're going through that light cannot bring you through. I don't care if it's sorrow. I don't care if it's shame. I don't care if it's pain. I don't care if it's God.
Oh, Jesus. All of it.
He is the light in the midst of the darkness. He is the bright and shining star. Did you hear what I say? There's absolutely nothing that can dim his light. The Bible says that even when he sent his son Jesus and he said, I give my life unto you. The Bible says that when he revealed his glory, they fell back as dead men. Baby, we can't even contain the light that he carried. The Bible says this. I just read it, and I got to say it one more time. He says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them, which believe not, lest the light of the what? Glorious. Don't you know the glory of the Lord cannot even be contained within us? His light so bright until we really don't need no street lights because the moon is up. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to stay in that dark place, that sad place, that place of degradation and segregation. He put a light down in the inside of you that even in the inside of your mind, baby, the light cannot shine your dark night. Or ain't this, or ain't that. You ain't that. You say, what do you think that you are? Ain't that what the Bible say? What a man thinks, so shall he be. That's what you are. So if you think that, then guess what? You keep on thinking. There's nothing I can say to convince you differently. Unless you let that light shine in that dark place. Oh, I ain't beautiful. Oh, I ain't, I'm too big. I'm too skinny. I know, when I was real skinny, I used to always want to gain weight. Now I'm fat, I want to lose. That's what the world. What, I mean, for real. Do y'all understand what I'm saying when I say that? There's still light in the darkness. Because God said that he made us what? Beautiful. Wonderful. Perfectly made us. Did you hear what I'm saying? So it does not matter what you think in your mind that is dark. Because the light going to outshine that darkness. I just believe God. I believe every command is going to be so for each and every individual in here. Why? Because God said it. God said that there be light. God said this. God said that. Any and everything that he has ever said to me, it's a guarantee it's going to happen. It's a guarantee. Why? Because I believe God. I believe God. Why? Because he cannot lie. And neither can he die. He gonna outlive anybody and everything because he is infinity. Because what he said, he is the light in who? Man, him, and he's the light inside of us. So even when you rub in your eyes and you still see that light, do not allow that situation, that concern, that fear, because fear will consume us into believing that it can. When God said, I am. That means I can. I am possible. There's nothing impossible with God. What's the first two letters? I am. And then next one, possible. There's nothing that is impossible with him. God is the light in the midst of the darkness.
We ain't got to continue to walk around here thinking and believing that we can't have this and we can't have that because God is. We ain't got to continue to walk around here and be depressed or whatever and all this and think that we can't. Oh, I ain't got no solution. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll direct your path. That's light right there. You stop trying to figure it out and work it out because he said, lean not to your own understanding. Because your understanding going to take you to that dark place because you ain't going to be able to see a way, think a way, know a way, or even figure out a way. And ain't nobody else trying to help you to make a way. I'm just serious. We got to believe God. He is the one that's in command that make commands. If he said it, it is simply so.
What, he may not come when you want to, but he always right. He always right on time. God ain't never late for absolutely nothing. Did you hear what I say? He comes right in the nick of time because he know what we need, when we need it, and even how much of it that we need. We may think that a thing is going to happen up because it's not going to happen up because of the way the circumstances or the situation is, that this is going to happen. But baby, because you thinking negative, what you think so shall you be. You better think something positive. You better speak life when you think you see death. You can't. That's light right there. Oh, that's dead. Oh, that ain't going to never be revived. Baby, you better speak those things as if though they were. You know God will move some people out of your life, baby, that you know that ain't nothing but a thorn inside of your flesh. Did you hear what I say? And when I say that, I mean mentally, emotionally, physically. I mean any kind of way. God will put a thorn in your flesh, your flesh, to teach you and show you the darkness that's inside of you, that you're supposed to have compassion with that thorn. What did the apostle say? He said, I asked the Lord 3 times to move that thorn out of my flesh. And he said, mm-mm. He may be trying to teach you how to be humble and meek and lowly, even in the midst of it. Did you hear what I say? He may be trying to help you to show that even though you got that thorn, it ain't going to make you bleed. It ain't going to kill you. Because I hold life and death in the palm of my hand. It ain't going to break you. It's just going to make you. It's going to break. In the midst of your broken, he breaking some things off of you. But we can't see him breaking that stuff off of us because we in a dark place in our mind. Are y'all getting it today? Write down all this stuff that caused you to go into a place of darkness, that causes you to think and believe that God can't and he won't and I just want y'all to know that God is in him everything that we need him to be. He is the light in the midst of the darkness. He does his best work in the dark. The Bible says so. I just read it. I can't tell you what to do or how to do it, but what I can tell you, choose God. Tell him. I don't know how long you've been in that place, even in your mind. But what I do know is God can give you light in the midst of that thought that is so dark. Baby, when you can't see him doing stuff, he doing stuff. Because if we saw any and everything that he was doing, baby, we'll put our hands to it and mess it up or delay it. Even in the dark, he do his best work. He do his best work. The Bible says so. Even in darkness, he said, let there be light. So if God said that I'm going to heal, deliver, and set free, I'm going to do that. If he said it. If he said he going to do this for you or make you this or make you that. If God said that you is this or you is that, you are just that. He had me reading about Samuel the last few days. And so in the midst of him, he had me reading about Samuel. The main thing that he was showing me is how he had to prepare him. Now from the very womb, his mother had already offered him and said that I'm giving him right back to you because you gave him to me to show mercy on me. A barren lady, somebody that couldn't handle kids. God gave her a baby. In the midst of him giving her that baby, she said, I'm going to give him right back to you. So she lent him right back to the Lord, gave him right back to her. And so in preparation of it, God had to make sure, because the Bible says, as if I read it in 1 Samuel, the Bible says that everybody already knew that Samuel was going to be a prophet for God. He had not yet stepped into it. But God had to prepare because he had already commanded. He had already declared it. He had already decreed it. It does not matter what God has spoken over your life. Believe God. Believe God. You may not see it right now, but he got to prepare you to step into it. He got to teach you some things before you can even receive some things. Because if we receive these things with the darkness in our heart right now, we ain't got to, he got, mm-mm, it ain't going to be right.
We gonna do what we supposed to do. We gonna act the way we supposed to act. We gonna treat people the way we supposed to treat people. We doing too much, y'all. Write these things down. And after you get through writing them down, the ones who came in, tell them what the Lord had us to write down first so that they can write them down. Their names on a yellow sheet of paper. And the first words that he had us to write was bitterness, anger, and hate. And on the second sheet of paper, he had us to write fear, doubt, and shame. After y'all write these things down, write down all that other stuff that the Lord put on your heart. I'm going to give y'all just a little bit of time and put it on the altar and then stay on the altar and start praying for yourself.
Just hold on.
Just hold on, even in the midst of it all. After y'all get through writing that stuff down, please put it on the altar and stay on the altar and pray for yourself. Take your time. You ain't got to rush. Y'all know I'm never in a hurry to get out of the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Out of my soul. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through, that the sun is going to shine on your behalf. Come on, the direction. The first verse says this.
Thank you, Jesus.
So many nights.
So many nights.
I've cried.
I've cried.
Not anybody know what I'm talking about.
I know y'all know what we're talking about.
You know,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I did.
Thank you, Jesus. Give it all to him.
I know. Come on. What do you know?
Give it all to him.
What we know is the sun is going to shine.
That's that light. In the midst of darkness.
Come on, y'all. You gotta tell your spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I hold out.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's another significant verse that says, sometimes I feel.
Sometimes I feel.
I feel all alone. Come on, y'all. Y'all gotta give
me a thank you, Jesus.
But you know what you gotta
do? Oh God, I bless you.
Come on,
We got to endure, y'all. We got to know that that light is going to shine.
The sun is going to shine.
Just hold on. He's just trying to teach us something. He's trying to show us something. He wants us to learn something. Thank you, Jesus.
If I hold on,
oh God, touch us today. Oh Lord, there's so many things, so many situations, so many problems, so many concerns, so many troubles, Lord, so many fears, so many tears, God. So much stuff that goes on, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we do not even know what to do with. We casting it at your feet. We giving it to you right now, Lord. He calling it all full shot now. We releasing it all right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because these things hold us in a place of barrenness. These things hold us in a place of darkness, God. He calling it all full shot in the Lacasia. Oh God, so we giving it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We releasing it right now, God, because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it, Lord. It's some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that is hard for us to believe, God, and we don't want to go into a place of doubt. So forgive us in Hidioko seat for doubt, Lord. Help us in our unbelief, Lord. There's so many things that you have commanded and spoken over our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that has caused us to even want to faint, Lord. But we're not going to faint. We're going to hold out. We're going to hold out and hold on to your unchanging hand, because we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine, Lord. We know that you can fix it and change it, Lord. We may not know when or even understand how you're going to do it, God, because we don't see a way. But we're not going to allow what we're going through and what we hear or what we see in these challenges, Lord, to blind us, Father God, in our mind and our way of thinking. But we're going to release these things unto you today, God. We're going to give you all this stuff, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that conflicts us. We're going to give you all this stuff, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that tricks us. We're going to give you all this stuff, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's trying to hold us hostage in our heart. We're releasing it right now, Father God. He called it an okosia, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We know that you can fix the unfixable. We know you're the only one that could get it right, because we can't act right. Oh God, we are manada de loco shanada la casilla. We releasing it right now, God. Remove any and everything out of our hearts that is not like you. Remove any and everything out of our thoughts that's not like you. Remove any and everything out of our mind that's not like you. We don't want to be blinded. We don't want to walk around with our eyes open wide shut. We don't want to be in that place of depression or fear. So I'm asking you right now, God, that your people would know that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? There's nothing that I'm afraid of. There's nothing that I'm going to fear. Oh God, because I trust you, Lord. We trust you on today, God. We're not going to allow ourselves to go into that place. We are not going to allow ourselves to think or believe that there's no light, because you are the light. You sent your son that we may be able to see the light in the flesh, and we believe it, God. Help us in our unbelief. Touch the minds, touch the hearts, Lord. I'm standing in the gap for all your people. We standing in the gap for one another. We standing in the gap for our loved ones. We standing in the gap for our enemies. We standing in the gap for the Akashanga de Locosia. We are pouring it today, God, because we know, Father God, you are the one that completed the thing. We know, Lord, that you are the one, Father God, that could change the thing. We know, Lord, that you are the only one, Father God, that could fix it. Oh God, we are my little local. Oh God, it's some things that trouble us even in the wee hours of the night. It's some people that trouble us, Father God, in our minds and even in our lives. Oh God, I'm asking you to move some things. shuffle some things, change some things, rearrange some things. We need you on today, God. We need you like we never needed you before, God. And every prayer that we put on the altar, Lord, we asking you to do it for us. Do it for us. Come on. Just say, Lord, do it for me. Oh, my mind, little local Shana. You're the only one that can do it. You're the only one that can command the thing to stop. You are so powerful, Lord, you even tell the wind to be still. I'm asking you to tell that trouble to cease. Hold my mind, baby. Hey, do it, God. Do it, Lord. Release that thing. Release your peace, God, in the man. Release your peace in the heart. Release your peace in the bodies. Release your peace and remove any fear. Remove that fear on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it all by Shandin and Okosia. Remove that fear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may lift up a standard for you, standing on your word, your command, God. He called it all by Shandin and Okosia. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us a heart of acceptance, God. Let us accept your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, that we may be able to receive what you have already predestined. Do it for us, God. Do it for us, God. He called it and Oko Shandin and Akasia. He called it Amahashana. It's a scripture in the Bible that the Lord had me to look up today. I want to read these scriptures. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Listen to this. When the wicked and my enemies, they came upon me, they stumbled and they failed. Did you hear what I say? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. That one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall have me in his pavilion. Did you hear me? In the secret of his tabernacle shall he have me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So even in the midst of it, know that he is that light. You ain't got to be afraid of absolutely nothing and nobody. Like MC Hammer, can't touch this. Did you hear what I say? The enemy can't touch you, your child, your look. He blinded the minds. But baby, let me tell you how we can stand in the gap for our little ones. And they'll be protected. They'll be covered. God will hold them close. We ain't got to worry. We got to stop thinking this and thinking that. You ain't got to be afraid that. Baby, let me tell you something. I don't care. God is the joy and the strength. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He is the strength. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He ain't never, ever lied to me. Did you hear what I said? Get some sleep. I'm walking all night checking and trying. No. Get some sleep. Trust God that he holding your children in the palm of your hand. Trust him. And always remember that each and every last one of us, even our children, got their own journey.
Oh God, let her know that you are the solution and the resolution to it all. Oh God, we release every doubt.
every fear and every tear right now. We shaking it off. We casting it at your feet. Oh, my dear, Hoko Shade Baba Shade Loko Sia. Oh, God. Touch every individual on this altar. You know what each and every last one of us need, God. Comfort your people. Comfort them from the top of their head, Lord, to the very soles of their feet. Oh, mama, let them know, God, that you say you will never leave them for nor forsake them. You are with them even until the very end of the world. You are not alone. You are not alone, says God. I'm walking with you and I'm carrying you while you think you're walking alone. Jesus. Oh God, give your people the peace that they need, Lord. Oh, mama, I want to anoint everybody feeding in the sanctuary. Jesus.
Oh, tongues that you have already commanded, and this special angel of the name. They are already performing that thing. He called it a loco shana.
Thank you.
on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us that strength and that peace that we need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, concerning any and everything that you have already declared and decreed for your people. Everybody up here on this altar, God. Everybody that's sitting before you, Lord. Everybody, Father God, that is seeking your face on today. Let them know that you are going to manifest something good. Something God. Help us to trust you. Help us to lean on you, God. Every child in the sanctuary, please come to the altar. I want to make sure that I anoint all the children. Come on, y'all. Come on. Get up. All the children. Father God, cover our children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover them in their minds and even in their hearts. Put oil on them. Cover them in their minds and even in their hearts. Cover them, Lord, in their minds and even in their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may be able to be protected. They may be able to understand, Lord, that they will not lean to their own understanding. Give them, please. Give them peace. Give them clarity. Give them direction on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be able to understand, Lord, that you are with them, even in spite of it all. He called it an abortion. Children, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them hope and give them peace. Remove any sadness and any depression. Give them clarity and understanding. Continue to regulate their mind while they're in school. She's so smart. She's going to be good in math. A mathematician. For real. Thank you, Jesus. Give her clarity. Thank you, Jesus. I did the little one already, didn't I? I did all the little people. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun in each and every last one of us, Lord. All the stuff that we put down at the altar, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we want to leave it right there. We're standing in the gap, even for our grown children, Lord, that you cover them and even comfort them. Give them the peace, give them the hope, give them the direction that they need, God. Open up our hearts and our mind that we will not disregard anything that you said on today, but we may embrace and grasp on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, what you have said, declared, and decreed over our lives. It's some things that the Lord has spoken over each and every last one of our lives, not just today, but on other days. And we have to believe and trust that thing that he has said to us. We have to stand on his word. We have to think positive instead of negative. We have to activate the power and the light that he put down in the inside of us. And don't worry about your boys, because I got a man child too, girl. They man kids is something else. And you know what? God knew who to get a man children to. You know? See, us women that got these men children, we stronger than we think we are. We think we want to get fed up and don't do. You? But them men kids, baby, will make a woman out of you. Did you hear what I was saying? My son about 6'3". I'm telling you, and he is 34, he'll be 35 in June. And it took me
years to get him to be afraid of me. So now I say a look a certain type of way, he just get to walking away. Years. And it had to start early. I had to start early. Until I would just look at him doing that. You better. Because men, children, the Bible says a man is born but of a few days yet full of trouble. You hear what I say? Baby, they will grieve you to your grave. Did you hear me? I had to learn to release my son to the Lord. Because if I didn't, baby, I probably wouldn't be here right now. For real, for real. Because it started when he was young. It seemed like he got worse the older he got. But God. But God. He had to make me realize that all of us got our own journey. You could train them up, but they got to choose. They got to choose. They want to call on them though when they get in trouble. Huh? Mama, I know what I say. Keep praying, baby. Just keep praying. I'm praying with you. I'm praying for you. I ain't finna uphold you in your wrong. You go to jail. I ain't give you no lawyer. They ain't bind you out. But I'm gonna come. Because I know you're a liar. Then I'm going to walk away. I ain't putting no money on your books unless it's your money. If it's your money, then yeah. I sure ain't coming to see you because I ain't got time. I'm a pastor. I'm busy. I'm serious. Because the Bible declares to us that our children will grieve us to death. Forever. So we have to use wisdom, and we have to do like Hannah did. Release them children right back unto the Lord. I give you right back unto the Lord. Whatever his will is for you, Lord, just give me strength to accept it. I done prayed for my son not to be killed so many times. When the Lord clearly told me, baby, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to take him from this earth. Baby, I went on a fast. Did you hear me? I'm talking about for days. Lord, please just give me. Baby, I'm fasting. I pray. The Lord said, I'm a sparrow for your sake. But I'm going to take him away. He had my son locked up from the age of 14 until he was 18 years old. To spare his life. Because if he had stayed in the street where he was going, he'd have been under that thing. Not listening. Don't want to listen. That I don't care how hard you cry. You could cry. You could. They disappointed you. You say, you know what? I'm just done. Then they want to get disrespectful. Then you can't tell them nothing all the time. I stayed at the school. Tired of going to the school. Every time I go to school, they mama, somebody was pressing charges, so I'm in court. He a kid. He tried to kill my son. Yeah, I know. But then, they was not pressing charges on the parents. Now they pressing charges on the parents for what the children doing. You see what I'm saying? I thank God my son grown now. Well, I'll probably be in prison for his act. Now the Bible declares that we don't supposed to get punished for the acts of our children. So we gotta stay praying up, y'all. We got to. For real, for real. If we don't, the enemy, he gonna slide right on in. I don't even know why I had to say all that, but I had to. Lord, help us, Father. Give us the wisdom that we need, even in raising our children. Because the ones grown now, say, Lord, release me from them. That they won't be heavy on my heart, God. In the name of Jesus. Because they, you done raised them kids already. You done prayed. You done did all the stuff. So I'm going to tell you what God told me. Stop trying to do his job. Stop fussing. Get just don't say let him do it. Do whatever you did. Because you did, baby, the years that you've been fussing. Guess what? Them seeds been planted. You just gotta let somebody else come along and water them. You can't water them too. That's too much work. Plant and water. That's too much work. Lord, help us. Give us the wisdom that we need. When our even adolescents and the children that's in elementary, give us the wisdom on how to raise the little things. Because this one right here, baby, was staring me down. And wasn't blinking, though. What kind of foolishness is that? And she ain't even a year yet. I ain't even a year yet. And then, girl, bang, because I ain't scared of you. You can't walk. What, I'm scared of you? But touch us and our children. Give us that wisdom that we need, God. And give us the understanding that we won't lean to our own understanding. Give us the wisdom we need how to approach him. Give us the knowledge that even in our approach him, we'll know what to say. And help us not to lean to our own understanding. Give us that clarity that we need, Father God. Y'all do know children go through stuff too. The Lord had me to say some things to some of these children. When I sit up here and tell you, I want to, Aries, come here. I want to say something to you. Words I told y'all I was going to give y'all. Y'all ready for them? We always hollering about, Lord, deliver me from this. And Lord, deliver me from that. And the two words he gave me was deliverance and discipline. Everything don't need deliverance. It need to be disciplined. Because the Bible declares that we're supposed to practice discipline. How? By putting your body under subjection. Is that not discipline? That's discipline. Self-control. Discipline your mouth and close it. Discipline your attitude so you won't react on it. We say we want the fruits of the Spirit. How can we want the fruits of the Spirit and the first word is love and kind? How could you be kind to somebody if you're not disciplining yourself? Deliverance and discipline. So it's a difference from deliverance than discipline. Come on, who got a phone? Pull out a phone. Look up the word deliverance. Deliverance is to free you from something, right? Free me from addictions, Lord. I'm addicted to acting the way that I'm acting because of what I have experienced. And so it caused me to act like that. Nope, you need to be disciplined. You need to discipline yourself because of what you need or what you think you need or what you thought or what you thought you thought. That's discipline. Deliverance is hurt. And pain, suffering, and deliver me from. from the hurt that I received when I was molested, whether it was a male or female that molested me. Deliver me from that pain. Oh, I got a stronghold because I'm attracted to the same sex, and I want this. And no, you got to discipline your body. You need to be delivered from that spirit that you were introduced to, but you could discipline your flesh from reacting to that thing that you were introduced to. Deliverance and discipline is two different things. What is deliverance? Freedom. That's salvation. What is discipline? See, sometimes you got to put your body got to line up under your authority. Because if that light is shining down in the inside of you, then that darkness, which is sexual perversion, which is wicked, evil, pointing the finger, wagging the head, it does not mean that you're talking about nobody or none of that, but you're trying to help them to see that darkness in them and that God could shine the light and they can discipline their very thoughts. Because your thoughts is what make you react, right? So, Lord, deliver me from my own thoughts. That's deliverance. That deliverance and that freedom in your thoughts will help you to discipline your flesh and your actions. Is y'all getting everything I preach today? Light and darkness. These are two words. What is discipline? I'm ready.
Control gained by enforcing or...
Close your mouth. You talk too much. You close your mouth even to yourself because your mouth be in your head talking. Did you hear what I say? We always want to talk. We want to defend. We want to explain. We got excuses. We want to let people know our point of view. We wanted to close your mouth. You listening to respond. So me and you in a conversation. So everything that you listening to that's coming out of my mouth, you want to give the right response or a response. But in actuality, I could very well be saying something that you can simply learn from. Just be quiet. Discipline. That's discipline. In the midst of you closing your mouth, you got to close your mouth in your head. That ain't that hard? Now that's a challenge. She said, all right now. You got to close your mouth in two places. You got to close your mouth right here. Now you the master of the discipline of keeping your mouth shut, but you ain't master of the discipline of keeping your thoughts shut. Shut it down. How can I do that? Lord, deliver me from my own thoughts. Look, I plead the blood of Jesus over my thoughts. Come on, everybody put their hand on their head. I plead the blood of Jesus over my own thoughts that my mouth won't be running inside of my head. Because you will disregard or miss what you need to learn by listening and running your mouth in your head. Because you can't fight up against the spirit.
But I've been having negative thoughts while I'm praying, and I've been trying to pray the negative thoughts.
And you keep praying, though, don't you? And you keep praying, and then them negative thoughts, they eventually go away, don't
they? Then they come back, but I want them to stay gone.
That's what you need. Deliverance. That's the deliverance. You are disciplining yourself in your mind. Because you have not yet came to discipline your thoughts. And who else in it? Did you hear what she said back there? Hey, snap out of it back there. Did you hear what she just said? You got to pay attention. This is for all of us. All the people sitting in the back. The children, the grown folks, I don't care. Listen. She just said it. So while everybody thinking that they by themselves, oh, it's hard for me to not have these evil things. Y'all don't think I don't have them? What? Oh, Lord. Why y'all think I pray all the time? I have evil thoughts too. Yesterday I was in a conversation on the phone and I was finna say something. I discipline my thoughts, and this is what I say, because I start to say, I say, you know what? I ain't gonna even say that. That's discipline, baby. And in the midst, I had to hang up the phone. And then I started praying over that thought. And then I had to redial the number, because I had to put my thought under subjection. It can take you into a place of anxiety. It take you into a, because what? It's like a boiling pot. I see a boiling pot. It be just boiling and boiling and boiling. And then when it run over, you could just hear it hitting the fire, right? You hear it hitting the fire. And don't you know it could spark something? Don't let it be cooking grease. It could spark. So Lord, deliver me from me. And it ain't easy, baby. And because you know, you confess it and it's in your heart, that's why the tears is flowing. Because, Lord, I need you to help me. That's why you crying. Lord, I don't want to be like that. Lord, I don't want to act like that. Because I know it's not right. And that's where your deliverance comes from, through your discipline. Did y'all get it? Deliverance comes from the discipline. So we don't want to disregard it. We don't want to get an attitude. We don't want to feel like, oh, they're talking about me, or they're always pointing a finger. Nope, I'm trying to help you. You could disregard it if you want to. You ain't got to listen to it, baby. I done planted the seed. God has sent somebody else to water it. If you don't want to hear it, if you don't want to receive it, if you don't want to accept it, baby, I'll be on this. So I'm just like her crying out, Lord, help me. Because it is hard. Ain't that what she's saying? It's hard. And what is hard? Them thoughts. Discipline and deliverance. Those are the words. I want y'all to study those words. The Bible said we ought to put ourselves under subjection. Submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. The only way, just what she's doing right now. She like, Lord, them tears ain't coming because she mad and angry. It's because she wants to do better. Did you hear what I say? Them tears ain't coming because she feeling sorry for herself. They coming because of the light that's overtaking the darkness right now. Did you? The light overtaking the darkness. When light overtake the darkness, baby, you can't help but the outpour. That's purging. Your deliverance coming right now. Every tear you shed is part of your deliverance. He's freeing you right now, and it's going to get easier. I ain't going to say it's going to go away, baby, because it ain't going to win all these years with me. It ain't. But I know how to discipline myself. Because instantly, when you get ready to do that evil thing or say that evil thing, God gonna check you. Why? Because that light overtaking that darkness. Did you think that when you praying that that evil ain't gonna come up and came up with Jesus? Yeah. But keep praying. Keep praying. Because think about Jesus. He was in a garden of Gethsemane, and the enemy came and tried to mess with him. We ain't no better than him. All day. All day. Until you snap out of it. You got to come to yourself. Because we lose ourselves in that. We lose ourselves. That I told you. He told me this. He showed me the last relationship that I was in and what I had to experience and go through. And it hurted me because I know what God says, but that choice had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with them. But he had to show me the darkness that was inside of me, that I may be able to see the light that can overtake that darkness. And I was still standing up here preaching. And the name of the sermon is Forgiveness Rewards Love. Y'all listen to that. It's on YouTube. Forgiveness Rewards Love. Listen to me. What she say? I think about something that they did, then all of a sudden that we get like David. Lord, get him. Slay him, God. Put him under the rock in the cave. But because we discipline ourselves, we got to discipline our thoughts. 2 Corinthians, y'all. God said we are mighty through him to the pulling down of strongholds. Mighty through who? Him. To the pulling, casting down every thought that exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth. Bringing down every imagination into captivity, y'all. Imaginations come from what? Our thoughts. So I tell you today, prophetess, keep praying. Keep praying. That's what you do. I don't care how the negative thoughts come in or how the enemy try, because the devil will try to distract you, to keep you from praying right. He'll try to distract you and keep you from praying at all. He'll try to blind you that you could stay in that lost place, that you won't receive or accept nothing that God is trying to show you, to teach you how to be delivered. Deliverance comes through discipline. You confess that too. She like, I wanted to, but the Lord told me, no, I said, I ain't going to do that. That didn't mean that thought wasn't there. It didn't mean that you wanted the red hot pepper man. That volcano boiling over. You see what I'm saying? But the discipline, which is the light inside of you, will help you to be delivered from that darkness. Y'all got it? Lord, help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to conceal these things, Lord, thinking and believing that we're being picked on, thinking and believing that we're being left out, thinking and believing that you forgot about us, Lord, because you love us all and you ain't got no respect of persons. Touch your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to press and faint not, that we won't give up and begin again. Lord, help us to continue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to do what you designed us to do and how you designed us to do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not get into that place of darkness and stay in there. Lord, help us not to fear, Father God, what even we think other people think of us. It don't matter what nobody else think of you. Are y'all? It don't matter. It don't matter. Let God be God inside of you. Let that light shine inside of you. Lord, give us a heart to accept correction. Give us a heart to accept direction. Give us a heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept these things, that we may be able to receive these things. Lord, you're just teaching us how to receive every blessing. Touch the hands and the hearts of your people on today, Father God. Break up the fallow ground, that they may exit from that place. Help us to practice discipline, self-control, kindness. Fill us with the fruits of your spirit. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Get the folk and people some water. I'm thirsty. You may be seated. You may go back to your seats if you want to. I love you guys so much. I pray to God that it was something that was said on today that would help us to understand. And if it stepped on your toes and made you feel some type of way, say, ouch, accept it, and just keep it moving. Keep doing what God designed you to do and what he wants you to do, because it's for your own good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't talking about new. I ain't talking about used new. Because it's a difference. Thank you, Jesus. It's a new horizon for us, y'all. It's a new horizon for us today, y'all. We in a whole nother place right now, y'all. Our thought process and perception is in a whole nother place. If you still in that same place and that thought process, you need to listen to the sermon again. You need to pray. You need to fast. You need to do something. Because he made it plain today. And then he just put the icing on the cake when he gave us the two words that he mentioned in the beginning of the service. We want to stay in that place of freedom. If you got something on your heart that now that popped up, then guess what? I want y'all to write it down again. Write down something that he's showing you and make sure you put that on the altar. Bless you, baby. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hands. I love you guys so much. Give envelopes to people. I pray to God that he says some things on today that's going to help all of us. Because we need that help. Thank you, Jesus.